benim diye tamidim. In the year 2016, when I look at the audience in front of me, I see a generation which is in some way the generation Asher lo yoda es Yosef, that never knew our revered Rebbe Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, although many, if not most of you, have studied with his students or students' students. You may be aware of the fact that on an annual basis for many decades, Rav Soloveitchik would give a tshuva drasha Ben Kesel Osir, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I believe was sponsored by the Rabbinical Council of America. And I remember, as a youngster, before I was really able to understand that much, my father, Zechron Levracha, would say, "We have to go hear the Rav." I said, "Come on, I want to stay home." Now I was on my drive in, just to start with the Milsa de Bedichasa. On the drive in, I was listening to the radio just to get some of the weather for Sukkot and Yom Kippur, and they talk about the baseball playoffs. The baseball playoffs is for those who know, is a recent vintage. It started in 1969. Before that, there was just two leagues, and the top guy went to the World Series. That was it. But I asked the sports buffs to tell me what year it was. In the very early 60s, it was a one-game playoff between the Dodgers and the Giants or something like that. Emmis? Who are my sports buffs? I think 1961, something like that. And I was just a little over bar mitzvah. And it was the same day as the Rav's Shuvah Drasha. I said, but I want to stay home and watch this playoffs. No, they're coming with me. And of course I came with my father. And of course, every shiur from the Rav is very memorable. They're all in Yiddish. I'd like to, the first half of my remarks today will be saying over from my Rebbe. I believe the year that I'm saying over from is the year 1968 or 69. When the Rav gave the following Tshuva Drasha, it's printed in Al HaTshuva. I was privileged to hear it live. And as usual, the Rav would start with the Rambam and compare it to a Gemara. Let us learn together. You have the sources in front of you. Source 3, see, I have the Gemaras first, but the Rebbe would always start with the Rambam first. Soya mishtaleach vishu kapora kol yisro, kol angolam zvadalov aloshim kol yisro. Fine. Soya mishtaleach kapora kol averishu betorah. Hakalas v'chamurus, zodon shkoga. No, you don't know. V'hu she'osa tshuva. When is this atonement granted? When a person did tshuva. Avalam lo osa tshuva, ein asor mechapelo el al hakalos. Without tshuva, the sor works to atone for light sins. What are kalos? Well, chamurus are those of Mises Bezdin and Kares and Shavu Shav and Sheker. Shar mitzvahs lo sasei or asei, they are kalos. Okay, so we find a distinction between two different types of sins. For some you require tshuva for atonement, and some you do not. The Rebbe's first question was, atonement without tshuva? He used the word vicarious atonement, taken from a different religion. Of course, we don't believe in such a concept. No tshuva, there can be no kapara. So why is the Sar Mishtaleach an exception? That was the Rebbe's first question. Fine? So, the Kesef Mishnah, commenting on this, quotes a Mishnah in the Gemara, source number one. Misav Yom HaKippur Mechaper Im HaTshuva. That's the Mishnah. Im HaTshuva says the Gemara, in, if they ask below. Name of the local Rebbe. The mission is against Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer. I'll call a verish of a Torah ben asa tshuva ben asa tshuva. Yom Kippur mechap echutz miporek ol umegal aparmi from beper brish basa. Shemasa tshuva Yom Kippur mechap echutz and laosat tshuva and Yom Kippur mechap. So the mission is against Rebbe. No, I feel the time of Rebbe tshuva by Yom Kippurim lo boi tshuva. So it seems that Rebbe is a das yochid. Yom Kippur does not require tshuva. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So you require tshuva. Says the Kesef Mishnah source 4, V'yodua den alacha k'rabim mechavei rov, against the rabim, l'chein kosa rabbeinu v'hu sh'asa tshuva. So far so good. Continues the Kesef Mishnah. U'masha kosa v'avalim lo asa tshuva ein asor mechapa lo ala kalos koshali. T'hosna mashma del rabbonim afilo over a'asei im lo asa tshuva ein sor mechapa. Ule Rebbe, afil ala chamuras mechaber below tshuva chutz miporek ol megala parim v'torah mefer brisa b'basar. V'tzarech here, the Kesef Mishnah is dumbfounded. This Rambam doesn't seem to make any sense. If you follow Rabbanan who argue with Rebbe, why does the Sar Mishalech achieve kapara without tshuva? You always need tshuva. If you follow Rebbe, then Yom Kippur and perhaps the Sar Mishalech, the two seem to be identified by the Kesef Mishnah as being one and the same, should achieve kapara even for the chamuros, with those few exceptions. So the Kesef Mishnah ends his discussion with those famous magic words, v'tzarech ir. That means difficult. We require ir, we require further analysis to try to figure out what exactly did the Rambam mean. This is the question that my Rebbe was grappling with. And the Rebbe gave a brilliant answer. There's no such thing as vicarious atonement. For an individual sins and doesn't do tshuva, there's no way that that individual can achieve a personal atonement. Absolutely impossible. But the Rebbe's kiddush was that there are two kinds of kapara. Not surprising, two dinim, you know, brisk derech, two dinim. There's kapara tayachit, a personal private atonement, and there's kapara tzibur, a communal atonement that the entire tzibur partakes of on Yom Kippur. And the Rav quoted the bracha we're going to say tomorrow night and the whole day Yom Kippur. Concluding bracha we're going to say five times. Melech moche b'solech l'avonoseinu, the king who atones for our sins, v'la'avonos kol amaveis Yisrael, and the sins of the entire people of Israel. Wait a minute. The people is us. We are the people. What does this mean? He atones for our sins and the sins of all of Israel. We are all of Israel. Said the Rav, Svei Dinim, two halachas, two kinds of kapara. One is a private personal kapara that each and every Jewish person can achieve any time, and especially on Yom Kippur. But it's a second level of atonement, known as a kapara satzibur. A kapara satzibur is something which can work, listen very carefully, even though the private individual did not do tshuva. You'll say, but there's no such thing as vicarious atonement. That's true. No individual can be forgiven without tshuva. But we're not discussing any individuals over here. We're discussing the community at large, the Klal Yisrael, the Amel Kol Beis Yisrael. And that phrase, which we say, La'avonos kol amel beis Yisrael, means Klal Yisrael in the capacity of a tzibur. And Sar Meshalech, how does the Rambam begin? The first words in source 3, the very first words. The Fishu Kapara al Kol Yisrael. The Sar Meshalech is given on behalf of the entirety of Israel as such. Now we understand brilliantly, the Rav said, the distinction between the kalos and the chamuros. If someone doesn't have a kala, he is still a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael, and as such, he can have atonement for that sin, even without tshuva. He plugs in, as it were, to the kapara satzibur. He's part of the tzibur. Tzibur has kapara. He shares in that kapara. Sure, an individual who sins and wants a private kapara through a korban, the Gemara called it a zebach v'shoyim toleva. It's despicable to Hashem. We're not discussing a private atonement here. We're discussing a communal atonement, a kapara satzibur. As long as you're part of the tzibur, you receive this level of kapara. However, if a person violates the chamuros, the more serious sins, let's take kores, for example. I'm sure you know the psukim. V'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-hi, what's the next word? Me'ameha. Ooh, that means you're cut off from your people. If you're cut off from your people, you can no longer partake of the benefit of the kapara given to the people. You're no longer part of the people. And therefore, if you are in violation of the chamuros, such as kores, and certainly mitzvahs bezdin, when you're literally taken away from the people by bezdin themselves, you are no longer an integral part of the Jewish people. If you're no longer an integral part of the Jewish people, you cannot achieve the atonement known as kapara satzibur. So you understand beautifully why, according to the Rambam, if you did an avera kala, the sar mishalech can achieve kapara even without tshuva, because it's part of the communal atonement. But if you did the chamuros, you're no longer part of the community of the tzibur, you cannot have that kapara at all. So therefore, there's no kapara, not for kores, not for mitzvahs bezdin. What about shvuas? The chavur includes shvuas shav v'sheker. Well, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Tes, that if a person swears falsely, shav al hasheker, people are misrachim mimenu, because the punishment is so severe. That's why it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't administer shavuos in Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The consequences can be too severe. Since people step away from such an individual, therefore he's considered as someone who is separated from the community, and therefore he does not achieve atonement. If I am right, not in the Rambam explicitly, but if I am right, a person who violates the chamuros will not participate in the kapara of the Sar Meshtaleach, even for his personal kalos. Rambam never said that explicitly. Rambam said, kalos, yes, and chamuros, no. If my analysis, the Rav's analysis is right, it seems to me that once he violated the chamuros, he's no longer part of the community, he's chayav kares mitzvos bezdin l'shvuah shav v'shekem, he wanted to get kapara through the Sar Meshtaleach, even on an aseh v'lo aseh, because he's no longer part of the community, not a kapara satzibur. Ad kan divrei harav. I'm sure Rav Ganach actually remembers this drasha. I'm saying it in 5 minutes. The Rav said it in an hour, much more beautifully and much more at length. And even in the Alat Shuvah version, it's some greater length, but if you weren't there, you can't really fully grasp the beauty of my Rebbe's presentation. Ad kan from the Rebbe. I'd like to take it a step further and discuss with you what I consider to be another very critical aspect of Yom Kippur, which is not so clearly understood by everybody. Okay, let us turn to a Gemara in Krisus, which is source number 5. Kidatanya. Yochol Yom HaKippur Mechaber al Shoven v'al She'en Shoven V'dinu U'machatas v'yoshem Mechaber v'yom HaKippur Mechaper Machatas v'yoshem Ein Mechaper Ela al Shoven Ela Shoven. What does Shoven mean? The Yom HaYechap Olai Chatosi What's She'en Shoven? Now, this halacha, a distinction between shavim and ein and shavim, is codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Shigogos, which is source number 6. Ein yom kippur v'lo chavos lo oshem mechapen elo ha-shavim ha-maminim b'kaparosam. Aval mevayit v'hen ein mechapen bo. What's a mevayit? He brought a carbon, but he thinks it's not mechapen. You brought the carbon properly, doesn't matter. When you do tshuva, mibitoso, you give me another chatas and another rasha. V'bat Yom Kippur. What does that mean? He doesn't think it works. So if you chayv an ashim toli, normally Yom Kippur knocks out the chiv ashim toli, he mevaipo, lo neskapolo, u'shayavas le b'tshuva, ach Yom Kippurim, chayv lohovi, kol ashim toli, shay chayv bo. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Krisus, here in Hilchos Shigogos, Perek Gimel, halacha yud. At first glance, you may say, this is an ancient halacha which only had relevance at a time when there were korbanos. Absolutely incorrect. Source number 11, the last source, is the Ramah. Yom HaKippurim ena mechaper ela lashav ma'amina v'kaparosa. Ala mevayta v'chashe belibo ma'ho'o li Yom Kippur zeh Eina mechapalo. Of course, the Rambam. So this is halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Of course, the question becomes, what does this mean? Just because a person doesn't kick and doesn't say that Yom Kippur doesn't work and the Korban doesn't work, does that make him into a Baal Tshuva? You know what Tshuva requires. You learned the Rambam. Tshuva requires Charata, Vidui, Kabbalah. Just a belief that Yom Kippur works, that's enough? What's happening over here? How does this possibly work? That's my question. So if you look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, source number 8, Bizman hazeh, she'en beis ha-migdash kayim, ve'elon ha-mizbach kapora, ein sheva la-tshuva, ha-tshuva mechaperes al kol ha-veres, ha-filu rosh ha-kol yom mevos, ha-tshuva ve-achor, ha-maskir lo shun dover, ha-virsha shun dover, etc. Ve'atzmo shal yom ha-kipur mechaper l'shovin, she'nema, ki ba-yom hazeh yechaper alechem. Says the Kesef Mishnah, ve'lo kayim on kerebi mechaverach, ve'chen kosev rabbeinu, now, the same case of Mishnah in the previous halacha that we read earlier said that Rebbe and his colleagues are arguing the person didn't do tshuva. As the Rambam said, who should also tshuva? Therefore, the case of Mishnah seems to be taking these two terms, the two terms of my title. Those who look at the title wonder what the title means. Im tshuva and Lishavim, and he'd use them as an identity, as one and the same. This is the implicit understanding of the Kesef Mishnah. My chiddush for tonight is that it's not true. It's not true. They're two separate concepts. They said they're not here from my Rebbe, so if you don't like it, blame it on me. They're two separate concepts. There's Tshuva, which is Tshuva Gemura, and then there's Shavim. Then there's Shavim. What does Shavim mean? So the Gemara in Croesus that we saw, source 5, spoke about Shavim in the context of a Chatas. And it applies to Yom Kippur as well. Shavim means, even though we follow Rabbanan against Rebbe, and even though, according to Rabbanan against Rebbe, if you didn't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur cannot do its magic. All that means is there is no complete kapara. However, as long as you believe in the effectiveness of Yom Kippur, it achieves a measure of kapara. If you believe in its effectiveness, you are called a shav. You're included in the term shavim, even though you're not included in the term of someone who is asa tshuva. Now wait a minute. Take a look in the very first halacha in Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, source number 7. Kol mitzvah shebetorah ben osa tshuva belo, excuse me, ben ase belo sasei, the person sinned, kishiyase tshuva v'yosha mecheto, chayav lisvados. Okay. You have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. But if a person didn't do tshuva, nothing works. Look what the Rambam writes. Barech atos, you have to do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, ein miskapelem at shiyase tshuva. Chai v'misis bezdin, ein miskapelem at shiyase tshuva. Etc. Etc. No matter what, you have to have done tshuva. Now the Rambam does not use the word shavim. He uses the word osa tshuva. Wait a minute. But the Rambam said in Hilchos Shgagos, as we saw earlier, that as long as you're in the category of Shavim, there is a measure of Kapara. So why is he saying Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph a number of times? He says it more than once. Balechatos ein miskapalem without tshuva. Chayvim mitzvos bez and malchus ein miskapalem at shiyase tshuva. And so too chovo v'chavero ein miskapalo at shiyizvada v'yoshev to do full tshuva. How do you reconcile source number 7 with source number 6? In source number 6, he says, as long as you believe in the effectiveness of Yom Kippur, there is a measure of kapara. Whereas in source number 7, he seems to say, without tshuva, there's nothing. Here's my answer. The Rav taught us to be careful, Rambam, to look at every word and even every letter. I'd like to point out that the words of the Rambam are so precise, every letter counts. In Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he uses the word miskaper. That means kapara gemura, lashon nifal. The person is completely atoned for. It's impossible to achieve that level without tshuva. Absolutely impossible. However, when he discusses in source number 6, he never uses the word miskaper. He uses the word mechaper. And Yom Kippur, mechaperin, el ha-shovin. Mevaipen, a mechaper, no at all. If you believe in it, then it's mechaper. Is that complete kapara? Absolutely not. There cannot be a complete kapara of miskaper without tshuva. If that's the case, let's go back to the first Rambam that we began with. Source number 3. Okay. What did you say? Sa'a mishtaleach is mechaper. That's true. A measure of kapor is achieved. As long as you believe in it, the same as Yom Kippur. Oh. Then he says, all sins are miskaper b'sar mishtaleach, but b'hu she'asa tshuva. Again, the same thing as in Halacha Aleph. Beis is the same. For miskaper, for full atonement, you have to be an asa tshuva with full karata and vidur and kabbalah. Other than that, the most you can achieve is mechaper. Avlam lo asa tshuva, ena sar mechaper lo el ala kalos. There's a partial kapara on kalos, as we explained before, the Rebbe explained, is kapara satzibur. Kapara satzibur is a partial kapara for every citizen who is a member of the tzibur. A member of the tzibur. This is my interpretation of the Rambam. So if you look carefully in all the Rambams that we have on the page, you will see, if I am correct, complete kapara is called miskaper, that has to have tshuva, impossible otherwise. Partial kapara, the word mechaper, which exists both Yom Kippur and the Chavos, even without a full tshuva, as long as you're l'shavim. Shavim means one who believes in it. So when the Rambam said, this answers the Kesef Mishnah's question. Kesef Mishnah had two questions. First question, source number 4, how can there be a kapara according to Rebbe without, we don't follow Rebbe without tshuva? The answer is, kapara satziba, as the Rav said. The other question, in source number 9, where he says lashavim, because we follow Rebbe, and that's not doing Rebbe. This is shavim, not asa tshuva. Answer to that question is that as long as you are shav, there is a partial kapara, as the Rambam has in halacha gimel. Atzma shemapur mechaper, not completely lishavim, which he described in Hilchos Shagagos. Whoever believes in its effectiveness. This is very, very important before I go any further. There are many people in this world who are, unfortunately, at the rate we're going with them, with 24 hours to go, are not going to be full bali tshuva on Yom Kippur. And sometimes people say, well, look, you don't pass them like Rebbe, so forget it. There's no point in trying to bring them closer, no point in trying to get them to come to some kind of a beginner service or whatever. Forget about it. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. We have a responsibility in Yom Kippur to reach as many people as we can to simply believe in Yom Kippur. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you may have toured the country as I did as a youngster. I remember going to one of those water parks up north. Patuach kol yom ba'ashana chutz miyom kippurim. Which applies, that hangs up many places in Eretz Yisrael. Now Shabbos is more humble, we know, but Jews believe in Yom Kippur. The percentage of Jews in Israel who fast in Yom Kippur is astounding. Astounding. I think it's perhaps double the number of people who are actually observant completely. In America, it's a little bit less, unfortunately. We've lost our identity even. You know, when the Arabs attacked us in Yom Kippur, they knew what they were doing. Even people who aren't so from the Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. And for us, that's something which is wonderful. Obviously, we like more. We want Tshuva Gemura. But the whole point of Shavim, if I have it correctly in Rambam, you believe that if Yom Kippur does something for you, even if you're not fasting, in Kal Vachomer, if you are, you believe in it, it achieves a measure of Kapara, even if you're not a Baal Tshuva Gemura, you don't have Miskaper, but you have Mechaper, which is also a very important point. Now, my last source that we haven't discussed yet so far is source number two. We discussed everything else, if I'm not mistaken. Source number two. Tosfos Yeshayahu is bothered by a question. The old Yeshayahu, forget the question for the moment. To the Rebbe Nami Tzarev Tshuva L'Chapora Gemura. So if you think that I created this concept of a Kapora, not Gemura, don't, you may not going to shout on the Rambam, but don't accuse me of creating a new category, because Tosfos Yeshayahu had it. You talk about a Kapora Gemura, implying it's a Kapora for the Rebbe, which is Eda Gemura. Afa Davda Mahani Yom HaKippurim L'mai Mikorex Mikomakom Kapora Gemura V'lo Tshuva Leko. That's exactly my point. I said I'm shouting the Rambam. It's already found in the Tosfos Yeshayahu, according to the opinion of Rebbe. And they bring an interesting proof. The Imlokei, and if we're wrong, Loma Chora Rabbayis Veshvila Vonoseinu Kevin Shiyom HaKippurim Mechaper Chutz Megimel Dron the poet Ol. We don't find that we're guilty of those three sins. So why are the Chorban Rabbayis? This is what Tosfos says. Tosfos Yeshayahu. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. You see clear the concept of a kaporah is not a kaporah gemura. That's for sure. That's for sure. Now, the Mishnah had an expression, Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ima Tshuva, doesn't mean a kaporah gemura necessarily. There are also Dalet Chilukei Kaporah, which we're not going to go into right now. We're going to suggest that according to the Tosfos Yeshayahu, there's only a partial kapara. You want to argue with the Tosfos Yeshayahu? Let's get it straight. The Gemara said, line 1 of source 1, name of the local Rebbe, that the Mishnah is against Rebbe. What do you see? It could be a kapara without Shuvah on a Chet, even if it's not a kapara Gemura. And according to Rabbanon, there's no kapara on a chait. So apparently there are three levels. It's mixas kapara, it's kapara shena gemura, and a kapara gemura, a third level. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. The word mechapen in the Mishnah means kapara gemura, against the Tiferes Yisrael. We can suggest that the Mishnah and Yuma argued in the famous Dal Chaluka Kapara. I didn't want to overburden you with too many sources. The Halacha Dal and Rambam is the Gemara and Yuma, that there are four levels. There's an essay, you get tshuva, and some Yom Kippur's mechaper, some Yisur is mechaper, and the worst, even Misa, or not till Misa, even then, that's Chilul Hashem. When I was a Talmud, a long time ago, before my bar mitzvah, I had a Rebbe named Rabbi Pantel, Zichron Levrach and Yeshivat Ben Yaakov, a big Talmud Chacham. We didn't appreciate what a big Talmud of Dor Be'ez main Talmud. He helped write the Birch HaShulm. They said about his deathbed scene that he asked someone to say over the Shia, and Rav Meir Pantel said over the Shia, everyone was afraid to say it. He said it. We didn't appreciate who he was. We were kids under our mitzvah. What did we didn't understand. One day, the boys carried on in RJJ on Henry Street. They went to some kind of bodega across the street. And they did something which is terrible. So the owner came to the principal and said, this is terrible. So the principal called in all the rabbis and said, this is terrible. So I remember Rabbi Patel walked in after recess one day with a beet red face. Talking about, this is, how many years ago this is? This is the late 50s. The latest it could possibly be was 1960. So I thought he was in 8th grade. And he starts telling us this Gemara. Boys carry on with the Hispanic proprietor across the street, Achil Hashem, and you would Tshuva won't help, and Yom Kippur won't help, and Yisurim won't help, and if you did death, maybe you'll help, and maybe not. I don't remember too much of the Torah, but I'm told, we don't get in that, I remember. But how much of this Torah I remember that many years later. Wow. So the question is, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that the Mishnah disagrees with the Dalet Chalukei Kaporah. Okay, that's a question, whether it's true or not. If you look in the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, he says as follows: Yesh averos she'ein miskaprin l'shatan or miskaprin nachazman. Again, you did tshuva, but if it's a more serious sin, such as you have to wait till either Yom Kippur or Yisurah Madet, it's not miskaprin, it's not full atonement, as we said. In any event, the question becomes: why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, according to Rebbe? So Tosfos gave an answer. There's no kapara gemur. I'd like to suggest two other answers in the limited time that is have, which is 5 more minutes. I want to take away from the time of the next presenters. We'll try to do it quickly, but you can imagine there's much more to be said about these two things. One, if indeed the tshuva that we get, the kapara that we get, is a kapara satzibur, then it only works if the majority of the tzibur is righteous. If the majority of the tzibur is righteous, then Yom Kippur works and Tzor Mishaleach works. But if the majority of the tzibur is not righteous, it stops working. That's a Gemara Masechta Yuma, Dav Sam of Zion Amud Aleph. What happened? The Rishona, towards the bottom, they tied a red ribbon, and what happened? It turned white. A miracle. The red turned white to indicate the kapara. As the psukim that we say, unfortunately, came a time, which was so bad that it stopped turning white. Therefore, they had to stop putting the red ribbon on Pesach and Bechutz. People would be crestfallen if it wouldn't turn white. Unfortunately, things changed. If things change and it doesn't turn white, why the Beis Hamikdash Choreg? What happened to Kapara Satzibur? But the Tzibur wasn't deserving. The whole Tzibur sin. Sure, if the Tzibur, the majority of the Tzibur is righteous, and I'm not about Tshuva, I can get a part of the communal Kapara. As long as I'm part of the community, means I didn't do chorus of Mrs. Bezdin, and even according to Rebbe, I wasn't the vibe Yom Kippurim, so it works. But once the tzibur, the majority changes to be guilty, so you want to be part of the community, guilty is charged. That's why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That's answer number one. Answer number two, gentlemen, is something we can do something about. You and I can't change the majority of the tzibur overnight. And therefore, there's a problem. But, there's another din. The Gemara tells us that Aveiro Shebin Olam L'Chaveiro Eino L'Kibur M'Chapet Achiratzes Chaveiro. Famous din, you all know it. It seems to me that even according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur can atone no matter what, except for three rare exceptions, that's in Ben Adam LaMokom. But in Ben Adam LaChaveiro, no. And we know full well why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed the second time. Everyone knows why. Sinat Chinam. That's an Aveira Ben Adam LaChaveiro. An Aveira Ben Adam LaChaveiro. So then, invoking Rebbe's opinion, it's not going to help, because his opinion is only with respect to Ben Adam LaMokom, and now with respect to Ben Adam LaChaveiro. Here is something which we can do. Here we can achieve great things between now and Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur. And that is to do a full tshuva on our Ben Adam LaChaveiros. That requires a lot. It requires our Chiratzas Chaveiro. Erev Yom Kippur is the day, as the Gemara puts it in the Sechta Yuma, at great length. Whenever I would go and ask forgiveness from somebody else, ask me for forgiveness, because that's the day. You want to get kapara, you need to ask for forgiveness from your friends, other Yom Kippur won't help. You know what my Rebbe said? I'm sure Rav Ganak heard this too. Right, as soon as the Mishnah says, It doesn't work for Aver, it's not for Aver. The very next line of mission is the start word that you all know from the song. Omer Rabbi Akiva. I don't know. Who doesn't know that? Now there are more than one tune. Ashrechem Yisrael, etc. So the Rabbi said on many occasions, what Rabbi Akiva meant to say was that we thought that they only had kapara with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Karbanos, or Mishtaleach. Now that he lived through the Churban, don't give up. Avicha Sheba Shemayim, even without the Karbanos. That was the main thrust of the Rabbi's comments when he spoke about that. But he also quoted from earlier individuals who said the following shot. The Omer Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Why is it compared to a mikveh? So the Rav said, if you go into a mikveh, 95%, you leave your hand above the water. How many percent are you talking? Zero. So the Rav suggested, the person will do tshuva for all his sins to Hashem, but he won't do tshuva on the sins to his friend. Not only is there no kapar on the sins to his friend, Yom Kippur won't work on the sins to Hashem either. It's like a mikveh, all or nothing. As he put it, it's like a paras agavra, taras agavra, titoru. Doesn't work piecemeal, doesn't work halfway. Wow. So therefore, we have a lot of work cut out for us to make sure that Abinam Lechaverim is good. You know, I'll end with this. The Chofetz Chaim, and it's printed in the article of Machzorim, the Chofetz Chaim was concerned that people who comment to say Tefillah Zaka, there's a very critical paragraph which was always printed towards the very end of Tefillah Zaka, saying, I forgive everybody. Except if he owes me money, I can take him business. But I forgive everybody. Forgive him. That's so important that the Chofetz Chaim begged that it should be said earlier in Tefillah Zaka. Art Scroll, which is now the one of the main publishers, I'm not sure what the OU does in the OU press, but Art Scroll printed this paragraph at the beginning of Tefillah Zaka as per the request of the Chofetz Chaim. But in our shul, not everyone has an art scroll. They have the OU Machzor, the Soros Harav, they have the Birnbaum, they have all kinds of things. And they never get to that paragraph. Or some never say Tefillah Zaka at all, because they just come in late. They don't know about it. Burma doesn't have it at all. I instituted in my shul, I'm very hesitant to make any new menhagim, but this one I instituted in my shul. After we have the Kol Nidre with everything, and then there's a Rabbi's Drasha, then there's an appeal, like in a regular shul. And we're ready to start Marif. I'm the Baal Tefillah for Marif. And everyone knows this special niggin for Marif. Before we start the niggin, it's Xerox and given out to everybody. Most people have it from their Machzorim anyway. We stand up and we say that paragraph together. The paragraph which says that I know Yom Kippur will not atone for Yom HaChavero. I forgive everybody. And as soon as I forgive everybody, Hashem, you will put it in people's eyes to forgive me. Because that's our Achilles heel, that's our weakest point. We should be Zoche in the schus that you're coming out to learn Torah together while you're eating. Not wasting any time in this marathon. In Erev Erev Yom Kippur, we should be Zoche not only to rise to the level of Shavit, that we certainly believe in Yom Kippur's effectiveness, and try to get others to reach that level. We should try to reach the level of Tshuva Gemura. It shouldn't only be Mechaper, it should be Miskaper. And we should try to atone based on our best attempt to set right not only Ben Adam Lamakom, but Ben Adam Lachavero as well. In this chus, we should be zocher that we as individuals should be able to partake of a kaparas atzibur. We should have our kaparas ayachid, and most importantly, there should be a kaparas atzibur for all of Klal Yisrael. The binyan based on Migdash Mimher of Yameinu Amen. Thank you.